In Wednesday's meeting, Summit County Attorney Robert Hilder said the resubmittal basically says to Congressman Bishop's office, as he put it, "You didn't get it. Please look at this and get it right." County Council member Chris Robinson said they decided to stand up for the only case in the state where a county consensus proposal was approved.
"We think we need to stick to our guns. That was a compromise wrought, as you heard last night, very well by all the stakeholders from SUA and Sierra Club and local ranchers on the North Slope and other interests. And it was the only county of the seven that had consensus where everybody, you know, was locked arm in arm, so to speak." And
he said they found that key provisions in Summit County's proposal were watered down in the Bishop draft. Councilmember Kim Carson, who worked closely on the initiative, summarized their concerns in Wednesday's meeting.
"We really focused on watershed protection, and then when we had the expanded wilderness area, we really were under the understanding that that would be managed as or comport with the existing Wilderness Act, which it clearly does not. The issues that we have with the areas within special management, areas that they defined, it allowed uses such as logging, road construction, increased grazing, oil and gas development, motorized vehicle use, including OHV and snowmobiles."
Robinson told KPCW that in essence the county is not the problem here.
"I think in part the congressman was trying to write verbiage that would be applicable to wilderness or special management areas throughout the seven counties and wanted sort of a one-size-fits-all. And the size that we agreed to was one that was more restrictive and one that could be consented to by all the stakeholders. And maybe in other counties they would want a lot more liberal uses and things."
The council also noted that the Bishop draft has a section that could limit the president's ability to designate monuments under the Antiquities Act. They discussed if the county should take a stand against that. At the Wednesday meeting, Robinson recommended they not get involved in a fight that doesn't affect the county. He said it will be decided by interests outside of this area and maybe reflects negotiations that took place elsewhere in the state.
"If you're in one of the counties where they feel like they're making a bargain of saying we're allowing this wilderness so that we'll never have another monument, then we're basically raining on their parade. On the other hand, same with the environmentalists who want to keep that tool open. And I think we should focus on what we need and let that could make or break this thing. And it's really not our fight, although we have individual opinions on whether it's good or bad policy."
Councilmember Roger Armstrong differed. He said if the council has a position on the antiquities fight, they have a responsibility to add their voice to the debate. Armstrong recalled when the Public Lands Initiative first came to them, he asked Bishop staffer Casey Snyder if the county would be asked for a quid pro quo. Snyder said no. But now, Armstrong contended, they're seeing the other side of the bargain in Bishop's proposed prohibitions on monuments and other protections of land. Armstrong said this maybe is edging toward the concept of state control of federal lands. He was also concerned that reportedly an oil company is proposing to drill within a mile of the county's watershed management areas. Other stakeholders showed up to endorse the county's original initiative plan. Wyoming rancher Carl Larson said it is sad that their proposal has been messed up, as he put it. He noted two areas they set up as watershed management have been designated as special management, which would be less restrictive. Also from Wyoming, Joe Hickey said he got to know environmentalists on the other side of the table, and he commended the Summit County Council.
"What has been the key to this is your leadership. And I do a lot of things with BLM, Forest Service, all kinds of things, and you guys are the tops. And another thing, I am so thankful to have been part of this because I got to know these folks over here, and they don't have the horns things that I thought they had. They're just dedicated people, just like the rest of us. And I really appreciate it getting their help.
County resident Marion Klaus told the council what they do could set a precedent.
I think Mr. Bishop would like to undermine the Wilderness Act and some of the other acts that allow us to comment and to be engaged citizenry. And I moved to Utah in 2004. Before that, I'm from Wyoming, like some of the other gentlemen here. And I know for a fact that Bishop's staff is already meeting with county councils in Wyoming and talking about doing this similar kind of thing. And it concerns me greatly that it is something that is expanding beyond us.
Finally, Sustainability Director Lisa Yoder said the county was always told one option for them is dropping out of the initiative.
I'm not suggesting that that's what we do, but I would encourage a discussion that that's also a possibility. By pulling out and being one less county in the whole Public Lands Initiative proposal, that sends a strong message as well.
I think our first step should be to resubmit and point out the inconsistencies between the two documents and give them the opportunity to consider that before we take that step. But I think in the long run, if we know that what their final bill consists of, once we have that final language, that we maybe take that step, and albeit it may just be ceremonial only, and they can still do what they want.
That comment there from Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.